So last Tuesday, my family and I spent the first night at Avondale's Parsonage. Both packed and unpacked boxes were everywhere, and it is still there. And I don't know if you have some pictures of my home or not here. Yes. Yes, it's a mess. My children couldn't find their toothbrushes. I couldn't find my razor. And we had to organize stuff and find what we are looking for and clean up the packing debris. The first night at the parsonage was almost a mess, just the beginning of all happenings I had. There was no electricity from Thursday night through 7 p.m. last night, for two nights, 3 days. And fortunately, the temperature was not too high. We survived there, and the food in the refrigerator was still was okay, not too bad. And I thought that living without light and power is much better than living without water. So we survived. And when we were so happy last night when the power was back. And let's look at the next picture. This is a picture of my office. Empty bookshelf and a lot of boxes. So not a mess there. I have to clean up and organize stuff. There's a lot of things going on in my life. It was a very interesting first week at Avondale United Methodist Church. I won't forget this mess forever. And as my mind is busy in this moment, when I look at your faces, can you see the pictures? Yes. I have this one at my office. I have to now look at your faces and memorize the names and match names and faces, and then figure out how you are connected, who is whose spouse and children, and they are longtime members or the first time visitor. And I'd like to introduce our John Livingston. He is the first Sunday for him. He just played a piano and organ for us today. He's, I think, upstairs somewhere. So a lot of things new, and you know who Mark Kinney is. He knows everything in this church. And now he's flying over the country. It's his first day of his vacation. So without Mark, and with no power, and Sandy Smith, our second guy, where she is, she got a lot of trouble to help her new pastor. So she couldn't use the copy machine. She had to find out a place to make copies of bulletin. A lot of things happened in my first week. And also, my mind was busy with catching up things for my family, such as my children's school schedules, and their school bus schedule, pickup time, and their activity schedule. Probably I need to find some new sports team for them. My son, older son Samuel, plays soccer, and younger one playing baseball. So may I hope to find those good teams for them. And I need to know who their new teachers are, and also their principals, and their new friends, and who they are. And also I'm worrying about my puppy. She's a now kennel. She's a 10-muscle boxer. I don't know how many of you have boxers. They can jump high. So she's now trying to climb the big white fence and meet her new neighbors and other dogs there. And also I know we have a deer just right outside of our parsonage. So a lot of things make me, really my mind is busy to have to think about. And also I would like to know who my neighbors are, who my community leaders are, where the city hall is, where the post office is, and where I have to go to update my driver license. My list goes forever. And in this morning, I had to read this first worship service and deliver my first sermon. So I don't know how deeply my bishop knows, new appointment is always overwhelming. And I'm really wondering how Pastor Gary is doing this morning in his new church. I prayerfully wish all newly appointed pastors and their churches have peace in their mind in this moment. And also I wish all of you in this church are not overwhelmed by the life of a new pastor who doesn't know who you see many changes already. You got a new bulletin of worship orders is different. A lot of changes already you can see. And I've requested, I got more than 30 book boxes in my office right now. I need a new bookshelf. I asked church members, can you carry a bookshelf in my parsonage to the office? You guys did. I got a new bookshelf right now there. And a lot of you request. Sandy prepared a lot of documents I requested. And Martini prepared a desktop computer for me. So hope you are not overwhelmed. Hope we find peace in our minds. And hope we find how God leads us through this time and how God provides us new power and new strength in this time of change and transition. Whenever I have some transition or change, even some difficult tests in my life and my ministry, I feel I need the most accurate GPS for my ministry and for my spiritual journey. You know what GPS is? The gadget which can speak loud, change your head, turn right, turn left, whenever I approach a new crossing. Actually, I have one. Appointment system of United Methodist Church is a good example. Pastors are informed when they have to complete their current ministries and where they start their new ministries. And churches also know when their pastors leave and where they go and where their new pastors come from and who they are. With the help of SNS, you can check who this guy is. You can Google the name and then find some Facebook. Oh, this is a good guy, a bad guy. You can check all those information in these days. So both churches and pastors are informed the change ahead in the time of appointment in these days. However, most other cases, we have no GPS, or our GPS doesn't work well. It was probably 12 or 13 years ago, I visited my family in New York City. For that trip, I purchased a new GPS. I drove from Kansas City to New York City. My new GPS worked really beautifully when I drove on I-70. This is a piece of cake, just driving on I-70, and my GPS shows all what's there, and actually nothing besides the road. And I trusted my GPS, and then I crossed the river, finally got into the Manhattan. That's a place I wanted to use my GPS. Have you used GPS in Manhattan, New York City? Because all those skyscrapers, the GPS got the wrong signal. My GPS was crazy, showed the wrong direction. I couldn't use it at all. So finally, I had to turn it off, my GPS, and just follow my natural sense and follow the street signs. I escaped from Manhattan. Alive in my friend's house in Queens. Some Christians confess the Bible is their GPS. The prayer is their GPS. Jesus is their GPS. And church is their GPS. It is true, in a sense, because the Bible, the prayer, church, and Jesus shows the way. But the problem is that there are too many interruptions, too many signals lost. And also we simply miss the exit sign so many times in our life. It happens because you and I are just human beings. It happens because our spiritual journey is not on I-70 highway, it's on like Ridge Street in Manhattan, New York City. There are traffic there, congestion, accidents everywhere. Sometimes construction is ahead, and we have to find alternative route or take detour. Sometimes the road is too dark. We cannot see the lane well. That's where our spiritual journey is. Do you know where you are going?
Do you know what is ahead of you? Do you feel safe and comfortable in your spiritual journey? Or do you feel lost from time to time? And do you see God's hands in your journey? Well, let's look at today's passage. The Job is one of the longest books in the Old Testament. Except first two chapters and last two chapters. Entire books is about Job's suffering. A theologian said that's kind of an analogy of the length of suffering in human life. Job was a man of faith. He was a righteous man. He lived a life of faith. It's still mysterious why he had to have that much suffering. In today's chapter, chapter 23, Job says, "If I go forward, he's not there. Or backward, I cannot perceive him. On the left, he hides, and I cannot behold him. I turn to the right, but I cannot see him." Eugene Peterson's Message version says, "I travel east looking for him. I find no one. Then west, but not a trace. I go north, but he's hidden his tracks. Then south, but not even a glimpse." The verse 8 and 9 sound like Job was totally lost. He was looking for God. But God was nowhere. He couldn't see God's hand anywhere in the world. But in the verse 10, got some kind of dramatic change of his confession. He says, "But God knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come out like gold." It means, even though Job fails to receive God's signal to find out God's hands in the middle of his suffering, he still confessed, God never failed to find him. God never failed to find Job. I think it is a great discovery. Faith is not about, I have found God, or found out God's will. Faith is to believe, God, you found me, and I am found in God. In other words, I was lost without you. Job had found out the truth in his suffering. So he said, when all his suffering ends, he shall come out like gold in verse 10. In Korean translation, Korean Bible, the word for gold is not just gold, it's translated as pure gold. So Job sees a refined gold in himself because of God. That's what God found from Job. That's what God sees in him. So I want to ask you again, have you been found in God? The good news of Christ is that he came to us to find us, and we are found in him. He always visited his disciples, his friends first, so they were found by him. The good news of Jesus Christ is to rescue us from sin and despair and remind us who we are in God, God's loving children, and remold and make us as pure gold. And there's no discrimination in God's love, and we are all God's creation. And in Christ, we are all God's new creation. And this passage, Job 23, is one of my favorite Bible passages. It was from my own Aldersgate experience. When I attended a Friday night prayer meeting in my home church when I was in college, this passage was read for the scripture lesson of that night. The passage just came to me. It was not just Job's confession. I heard, like God, as God's voice, "Chungho, I know the way that you take. When you have passed through the path, you shall come like gold." That's the message I heard from that pastor's sermon. It was not about I'm looking for God, where I can find God. It was about I am found in God. And the pastor still speaks to me whenever I feel lost or overwhelmed. I fail sometimes. I make mistakes many times. But I believe I can grow in faith, know God more and better, live the life of discipleship if I have faith in Christ, trust on God, and believe the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not me, because God has found me. And I believe all of you in this room are on the same page. You are found. You have found by your Creator, your Redeemer. Let me complete my words with one last thought. I told you Methodist appointment system is like God's GPS. Someone translated the acronym of GPS as God's positioning system. It is very true. Because you didn't choose me as your pastor, I didn't choose you as my church. It was done by the Methodist system, I believe, is God's providence. Both pastors and churches have not chosen each other, but in many churches, they soon claim each other. She's my pastor. He's my pastor. And this is my church. Like all those children who found the new teachers and new classmates in the new school year, they didn't choose their class, and then they claim, this is my teacher. This is my friend. This is my school. When I look back all my churches I served before, I'm amazed because of what God has provided me through those churches I never chose. So now I have a good expectation for this next round, this next trip. So I'm ready for another joyful ride. Hope you are ready for this. And we all know our destination. The destination has never changed. It is to make disciples of Christ for the transformation of the world. Wherever you are, we are. But we are still nervous because I don't know you, you don't know me. We have no idea how this new journey is going to be. We don't know what kind of new experience God's providence is waiting for us. So we all need faith, encouragement, good expectation, passion, teamwork, and good coffee and snack. Some donuts, okay. We may need some spiritual music, drinking water, and joyful spirit. So all next generation of Avondale United Methodist Church should witness how you step up, how you shape the future, and how you pass on God's love. So what you do today, how you do today, and what you give today shape the future of Avondale United Methodist Church. For it, I will work with you, pray with you, and move my steps with you until we all come out like pure gold. Let us pray. O loving God, make us, mold us, help us to follow the steps of Jesus Christ. Amen.